Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness sakes.
Happen.
talking about like 20,000 people from the Clan's Point Army who are from the picket line have now been run for representation and got it because of this process. And so don't talk about the public and the parade and talk about secrets and prophecy and talk about some politics and like, but most of all, that says, God bless America. America will be saved. And we welcome everybody to join this on Blog Talk Radio, YouTube, all of our family here. But most of you that are just talking about it in the YouTube saying, all right, we're going to be live with the family and the community of faith. Well, tonight, we're joining Brother Jimmy. We just listened on last night in Collinsville, Florida, where the Great Revival happened. Our skeptics and our ornaments, they're not going to be happy here tonight. But don't be so skeptical and don't be so ornery. And I got something to help you.
Yes, I think you did.
All right, here we go. Last morning live from Friday night.
That was Mary. Hi, Mary. Here we go. Hold on.
Just got to advance it through 3 minutes. All right, I'll just keep talking now.
Throughout history.
Hallelujah. It seems when they're clapping, it's very dangerous, but it's all right, just keep going.
Oh, my God.
Amen. Yes. Thank you.
Wow, to the messenger, if you can't hear the music on the screen, because it seems as soon as the program goes to music, that they mute the mic, and this is probably going to be the program for the rest of the evening. If you want to see the messenger thread, I can't find it on YouTube. I can only find it on Facebook. But I'll post it in the messenger so I can find it there myself. Because I heard from somebody there's a powerful spirit in this program tonight. You're going to want to be a part of it. But that music, they're not going to let us broadcast that. I'll put a link in the messenger. Go to the family. Leanne, can you tell me at what point we are in the video?
It's about an hour and 20 minutes. Yeah, it's about an hour. Let me try adjusting the volume and see if that makes any difference.
It doesn't have anything to do with what you're doing. It doesn't change anything. Just let it go because the music stops, if the worship stops, he comes back and they talk about things. I want this to be shown on this revival. I just find this at the Facebook. And that preacher, the Lord is going to give you a tiny quicker as well. You are you're not out of the way. Get ready. Pray over you the only way I want. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Oops.
Are we there?
There we are. Yes, that was the end of it.
Yeah.
Right. Amen.
Wow. What a night.
Boy, I guess.
What a night. What a revival broke out.
Oh, that's
the way it's supposed to be. If you get the people saved, you definitely save the nation. You definitely save the missions. And, you know, I've been a part of a lot of revival services like that one. Of my life, and you can see God moving, and you can tell right from the beginning that that's what it was going to be. And our challenge is that we always move with God, and that we always challenge the body of Christ that never faced. Is that when God's doing something, we're going to hide because it's not us. If he did it cause us to come behind in this meeting and someone might not be with us because we might have rejection from somebody that's important in our life. I'm going to tell you something. There's no one more important than Jesus. And there's
Amen.
No one more important
Amen. Amen.
I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit is not hiding in the back room. The Holy Spirit is not ashamed of speaking in tongues. The Holy Spirit is not ashamed of word of knowledge, word of wisdom, healings, miracles. The Holy Spirit is not ashamed of his gifts. So I'm encouraging everyone who may be in the system. We are great on the community of faith where we can have fun and you know, the video payment rent. I encourage you tonight. If the gifts of the Spirit, if the manifestations of the Spirit, if the money amount of hands and hope with oil and speaking in tongues is new to you, and you've been taught that it was scary, let me tell you about it. Number one, and just receive the revelation of God. But you're going to have to see it in the Word. And you're going to have to believe it. But I want to put it on this book. Benny Hinn wrote a great book 30 years ago called Good Holy Holy Spirit. And he didn't, he had some error in it. And the man of God, Dr. Robert, said, Benny, make it right. And some of the greatest material to ever find in the Spirit. Open up your Bible. Open up your Bible. Because if you see it in the Bible, it doesn't matter what any man says, like you can, you will believe the Bible. And if you don't believe the Bible more than man, I'm going to tell you, you're going to have a rough day on Judgment Day. You're not going to like that. But there's only one book you're going to be judged by in heaven, and that is Holy Bibles. But listen, this is what I did. I had a very key person in my life when I was coming to the understanding of the gifts of the Spirit. His name was Jerry Meadows. He was a very wealthy family distributor. Family group in the city. That was a part of it. This was a long time ago. And no, I'm not finding people over anyway today, but I asked Jerry, the vulnerable group at this point, the Holy Spirit speaks in tongues. But that's why we're all back. Probably if you haven't read your Bible, you should probably do that. Well, and you can't be offended at that because the man told you the truth. And I just said, you know what, he's right. I don't know what the Bible says. And I got my Bible out. And I got a concordance. I wrote every time the word Holy Spirit was spoken by Jesus. When you open up your Bible and Jesus tells you about the Holy Spirit, you had better believe what he says. And then I went into the book of Acts and I read every time. And it talked about the Holy Spirit of God. Then I went to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 13, and 14 and read all three of those chapters. And then I went back and read them